And welcome you back into the postgame show here on KRX. Now joining with the head coach of Red Lake County, Steve Fillion. And coach, we talked in the pregame show and you mentioned a couple of their guys that could really play. And I mean, they did get theirs to a certain extent, but when you were able to slow them down, it kind of allowed you to go on that big run in the first half. That must have been a big key.
Yeah, Evans and Morris, you know, they started off scoring pretty good there, and you know, up to whatever, 12-14, pretty tight ball game. And then I think we tired them out a little bit and then slowed them down, but they didn't score much down the stretch. But those two are really good players for those guys, and their other kids that they had out there playing play hard. I mean, they do the best they can. Some of them are young and, you know, have a little more experience that they need coming up maybe as the season goes on. But Morris, I mean, he played so hard tonight. He was dead dog tired, I think, at the end of the game. And Evans, too, I mean, he did a lot of good things. And you know, they're all right. You know, a little short-handed on depth like most teams are that are small schools. So I'm pretty happy with the way our guys played tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about your guys for a little bit, especially the guys down low. I mean, you crashed the glass really hard. A lot of different guys getting the rebounds, too. It wasn't like it was just one or two guys, so it seemed like everybody rebounded really well.
Yeah, the game was officiated really well, and you know, there was some banging going on down low on both teams. And like you said, I think we held them to one offensive rebound the first half, and we had, I think we had like 24 rebounds to 10 or 12. And the rebounding was very good, and we attacked the glass, and that's something that we've been lacking on the first couple games. But, you know, pretty happy with the effort tonight. The kids played hard, and everybody out there was giving it all they had.
You had very balanced scoring as well. I haven't added up the totals yet, but all your starters did a great job. You got some production off the bench as well. Do you think that balance is going to be a big key moving forward the rest of the season for you?
It should be. We've got guys that can score. I mean, it's a lot better than having one or two guys and they can double team, trap them, whatever. But we've got five, six guys that can score. But defensively, we still have places where we can improve a lot. But yeah, I think we must have had five guys or maybe six in double figures tonight. And that's a good thing, and hopefully that continues, because it's hard to guard five guys on the floor that can all score.
You mentioned crashing the glass and that intensity. You also mentioned beforehand you wanted to be up in their face, kind of pressure them, and you did force a lot of turnovers, got a lot of steals. So overall, were you pleased with the intensity that the boys brought today?
Yeah, it was better than it's been the last couple of games. I mean, that full court press, I think, that we put on them was effective. It wore them out, and they threw the ball away more than they wanted to. But you know, we also let them off the hook a few times by, you know, hand checking or forearming them on the guy that's dribbling. But those things we need to clean up, and we fouled a little bit too much tonight. But when you play as aggressive as we did tonight, you're going to get a lot of fouls. So, but still need to clean that up.
So before you move on, get ready for practice and then the next game. What will be the final message to the boys about this game?
Well, to enjoy it. We play tomorrow night against BGMR in Oakley, so hopefully they get home and rest. You know, a couple of them are a little bit sick and a little bit sprained ankle here and there. But I think tomorrow we should be ready to go again. And they love playing, and you can see that. And a couple of them are good gym rats, and it's starting to really pay off for them.
Absolutely. Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll let you go. Safe travels back. Good luck tomorrow night.